AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden calls on Congress to suspend the tax on gasoline and diesel fuel to help drivers trying to cope with rising fuel prices.
And together, these actions could help drop the price at the pump by up to $1 a gallon or more.
Biden says critics are wrong to blame him.
Gas prices are up almost $2 a gallon because Vladimir Putin's ruthless attack on Ukraine. And we wouldn't let him get away with it.
Congress would have to suspend the more than 18 cents per gallon gasoline tax and more than 24 cents per gallon diesel tax. Biden calls on the states to do the same or something similar in order to help. Testifying on Capitol Hill, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell underscores the board's determination to raise interest rates high enough to slow inflation.
Over coming months, we'll be looking for compelling evidence that inflation is moving down, consistent with inflation returning to 2%. We anticipate that ongoing rate increases will be appropriate. The pace of those changes will continue to depend on the incoming data and the evolving outlook for the economy. We will make our decisions meeting by meeting and will continue to communicate our thinking as clearly as possible.
A man pleads not guilty to charges of planning to kill Supreme Court Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Nicholas Roski from California was arrested outside Kavanaugh's home near Washington. An FBI agent's affidavit said he was armed with a gun and a knife, was carrying zip ties, and was dressed in black, and also called local police to say he had traveled from California to kill Kavanaugh. After his arrest, Roski told a police detective he was upset by a leaked draft opinion suggesting the Supreme Court is about to overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark abortion case, and was also upset over the school massacre in Uvalde, Texas, and believed Kavanaugh would vote to loosen gun control laws. Roski remains in custody. A tentative trial date was set for August 23rd. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. Eastern Afghanistan has been decimated by a powerful earthquake. Neil Turner is with the Norwegian Refugee Council.
We now know that there are 1,000 people dead, 1,000 or 2,000 households affected, which means tens of thousands of people affected.
Turner says delivering disaster relief quickly is a top priority.
We need to make sure that the aid gets through effectively to the places that are needed, and that we are able to assist people.
The disaster inflicted more misery on a country where millions face increasing hunger and poverty, and the health system has been crumbling since the Taliban retook power nearly 10 months ago amid the U.S. and NATO withdrawal. Residents in the remote area near the Pakistani border search for victims dead or alive by digging with their bare hands through the rubble. That's according to footage shown by Bakhtar News Agency. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.